Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The preacher and the teacher. Mustard and Johnson. It's Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Talk all things Sox, Pats, B's and C's right now with Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network at WEEI.com.
Antonio Brown has been accused of rape in a new lawsuit. Brown's former personal trainer says the New England Patriots' newest signing sexually assaulted her three times between 2017 in 2018.
Brown denies the allegations and says any sexual interactions were consensual. It's the latest twist in the football star's summer of controversy.
Will it be best for the team to have Antonio play on Sunday?
Yeah, but we'll determine that. I'm not going to hand out a copy of the game plan here. We'll do what we think is best for the team.
We know now the Patriots are planning on playing him. I don't think they should. This is the perfect time to utilize this list.
Nothing from the NFL to step in and say Antonio Brown is not allowed to play. He's not on the commissioner's exempt list. Obviously, we're going to keep monitoring this going forward, but it certainly seems like that is the direction that things are going to go in New England.
Ah, yes. Just another week in Foxborough, Massachusetts, as the six-time Super Bowl champion Patriots, supposedly the moral compass of the National Football League, welcome in everybody's favorite, Antonio Brown. And wow, each and every Saturday we come in here, Larry, so many things have transpired and unfolded since we last left the studio. Usually we don't know where to begin, but I think
you
we're
don't
going to start
talk
with
about
AB.
The Red Sox?
Well, I do want to, because last week you were very eager to talk about the high-flying Red Sox after their big win against the Yankees. They proceeded to lose three in a row. They fired Dave Dombrowski. But believe it or not, the firing of a general manager at midnight after the or in the middle
well,
of
they
the
hid
Red
that
Sox.
From everybody, didn't they?
Yeah. But that was a very cagey move by the Red Sox front office, because obviously not only are we talking about Antonio Brown here in Boston, throughout New England, but it is the story throughout the nation as the Patriots looking completely like a Super Bowl champion in waiting. Another Super Bowl banner could be unfurled next year when they open up the season, because the way they looked against Pittsburgh, you wonder if anybody can beat them. Now you throw in AB. For all his antics off the field, is a brilliant wide receiver, generational wide receiver. How can anyone beat them? But we'll save those comments and observations for a bit later. Your response when you found out. Now, remember, we were tracking AB, and all his shenanigans were going on in real time.
Hard Knocks.
Well, yeah, but in Hard Knocks, but all the things were happening. Remember, he was texting during the show last week. And he asked for his release. Remember, he said, I'm out of here. I want to go.
Right.
And you had stated, and certainly you were not the only one, a fairly cogent piece of analysis, that perhaps the only place that Antonio Brown could land and he could actually play football without all the sideshows would be here in New England with Brady and Belichick. Lo and behold, shockingly enough, because I didn't think it was going to happen,
I got released. I was shocked.
He got released right after the show ended, and then about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, I'm watching football. I think Sean McDonough was doing the game on ABC. And, you know, the little scroll across the bottom of the screen says, Patriots sign Antonio Brown. You have to be kidding me. You have to be kidding me. As much as it would make sense on a pragmatic level, I guess you could corral this guy here because you have all the success and he's going to conform and assimilate to the quote-unquote Patriot way. You never believed they would actually make the move.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
You got it. Thank you, Bill. I'm still dumbfounded about this whole thing.
I was shocked by it, but at the same time, if he felt he could handle him, then it's a hell of a move. That's what I thought.
Right. And you figured, okay, let's see how this unfolds. If he doesn't assimilate, and there's not necessarily any guarantee that he will, Patriots will be very expedient and get his butt out of town. Then, of course, 2 days later, even before Antonio Brown puts on a Patriot practice jersey on Wednesday, we get this suit from Brittany Taylor alleging all kinds of disgusting behavior. And we're not going to sit here and say we know that Brittany Taylor is a money grabber, that all she's looking for is the money. And we're certainly cannot make any judgments one way or the other on that. But you'd think at that point that perhaps Bob Kraft would step in and say, Bill, I know you don't care about the personality. I know you don't care about what transpires off the football field.
As he's looking right at him.
Right. But maybe we do have a shred of credibility here. Maybe we do stand for something in spite of even my problems. We do stand for something as an organization. But no, the Patriots have become the Kansas City Chiefs, the Dallas Cowboys, any other team that will keep a player on its roster because of tremendous talent, and who cares what happens off the football field. I'm kind of disappointed in the Patriots. I didn't think, A, they would sign him in the first place, and B, certainly after these allegations, they're only allegations. There's nothing, there's no formal charges. I would have thought the Patriots would have done the right thing, and I think this is the right thing, by parting ways with Antonio Brown. I'm surprised they didn't do it.
Well, first of all, they're not building a choir. If you turn into a National Football League game, you have to understand you're not building a choir out there. You're looking for athletes who can play the game and play it well to help you win and succeed and go on to the Super Bowl. However, there are certain restrictions that are built into the league where if certain players go beyond what's reasonable, break rules, break laws, abuse people, whatever, then these people have to be dealt with.
And absolutely.
I think that's the correct thing to do.
But
I do think innocent until proven guilty, however, has some say in this, that people just automatically want him suspended. I find the guy a pain in the behind. I think that he is a constant. I was so furious when the news flash came across the screen, and I saw that about the woman accusing him of rape and everything. I was so mad. I just said, honest to God, can't this guy just last 5 minutes? Can't he just do one thing straight and kind of quietly go about his business? They talk about Corey Dillon and Randy Moss and stuff. When these people did get on the team, they kind of found a corner, and they played well on the field and off the field. They kind of kept quiet. So I was really angry about that. Just the whole story.
Well, and I was thinking of you because did you see where Brittany Taylor and Antonio Brown first met?
Yeah, some Bible study.
A Bible study.
Now,
group.
Listen, I've been to Bible studies. I've conducted Bible studies over the years. I spent last night furiously going through the Bible trying to find what chapter would deal with this kind of stuff.
Well, I was furiously going through because after looking at Antonio Brown's texts or emails, is it a text or an email? I guess he was sending emails. Kind of an old-fashioned guy, old school.
That text thing is going to be the death of people yet, though.
Anyway, looking at some of those correspondence between Brown and Taylor, I was looking for maybe quotes from the Bible, Jesus imparting from Matthew 3:16, or some of your other favorite.
They didn't do Exodus chapter 20 the commandments.
No, he wasn't quoting much from the Bible for a guy that seems to be very Christian, Larry. And this is where they met, fellowship.
I love
group.
How people throw that around, though. That is becoming so watered down. Well, he's a Christian. That's so watered down by definition of what a Christian is. And I'll tell you one thing, that ain't it. Whatever they were doing.
Yeah, well, apparently he also expressed his love of the Almighty, his maker. Recently, it was an Instagram post. And apparently, He's doing everything he can. Hopefully we have that somewhere to keep the devil out of his life. Because he knows, and you would know this, Larry, the devil can do some very evil things to a person.
Well, so far, he's been advertising for the devil.
I would say so. Yeah. So, surprisingly enough, for all of...
But I do differ from you. And I was reading all the different articles, and everybody jumps out of the woodwork once again. There seems to be such a straight line in terms of what side people take, and it's usually the same people who position themselves on either side in these instances.
Well, who are these people you're talking about?
Well, columnists and radio shows.
What columnists?
Even this station. This station is
well, that's our job, Larry. We're supposed to have opinions.
I'm not saying they shouldn't have an opinion.
Okay.
I'm just saying it.
You said they're coming out of the woodwork.
I find it interesting how the same people have the same opinions on any of these social issues across the board. That's all. And I understand it. I'm angry about it. But it's not a clean and cut case, as some people are presenting it to be.
Well, I think there is enough gray area. That's one of the reasons why Antonio Brown will be playing, believe it or not, tomorrow in Miami. Not that the Patriots need him, in spite of the fact they never seem to win in Miami. I think this is one game. I don't think they have to sweat too much about it. But, okay, speaking of columnists, Dan Shaughnessy, who certainly has put Bob Kraft's feet to the fire over the last several months. He has not given Kraft a single ounce of leeway after the fiasco at the Orchids of Asia Spa, nor should he. Here is Dan Shaughnessy weighing in on the Antonio Brown situation. Time to do the right thing, not the winning thing. That's one of Dan Shaughnessy's lines from yesterday's column. He says the first week of Brown's life in New England is a case study in Fanboy 101. The same people who 10 days ago mocked and ridiculed Brown are now twisting themselves into pretzels to justify his place on the field for the Patriots. Your response to those two comments.
The problem that I have, and I've always had, for 20-something years of doing the show, number one, I'm in the ministry. And there are certain standards that you try to conduct yourself in the ministry in terms of dealing with people and their everyday life and their everyday problems. So that's a problem. The other problem is for years I worked with the Globe and other local outlets. And sometimes you know too much. Sometimes you know too much about certain people. I'm not naming anyone in particular. That makes it very difficult to comment when these things come to the surface. It really does. You can't. I could certainly tell you some things off the air that I wouldn't tell you on the air. And it does.
About our members of the media? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Are you accusing people of being hypocritical and making moral judgments? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that when we're sitting behind the keyboard or behind a microphone, there are certain standards of elevation that you can take.
Sure.
In opinions that you can have. And I appreciate that. I really do. I think that it's necessary, like you said, to have that. But at the same time, the pendulum swings the other way, where sometimes there are things that these people do. I'll never forget a great local writer writing about something in one of the magazines, and he was seen at a party, like knocking his wife to the floor, to the parking lot floor.
So what are you saying, that the media should not be weighing in on this because they have their own issues to deal with?
No, I'm not saying that. It brings a chuckle to me once in a while, however, because these are very difficult, sensitive issues. And that's why they leave it up to the courts and the stuff because, there sometimes is a double standard.
Well, I do believe in the past the Patriots have promoted themselves as a franchise apart from the rest.
Yo, they are.
Okay?
They are.
Little did we realize, the irony is just overwhelming. First, Aaron Hernandez.
No, I think from the camera gate.
Right. To Bob Kraft and
Belichick
Hernandez.
Belichick defiantly went out and did what he wanted to do anyway. Right. I can honestly say this as a local participant and one who loves the Patriots in terms of winning and stuff. But they by far will have an asterisk next to their name in terms of great champions and everything, because there are a lot of things that this team has been involved in that really are not socially or otherwise acceptable.
Right.
I'll be the first to admit that.
Right. Well, Bill Belichick certainly is not interested in winning any popularity contests.
Yeah.
We understand that.
We're talking about Miami.
Right. Now, Bob Kraft, on the other hand, I used to think was sensitive to public opinion. I used to think. But he has deftly let his situation kind of waft into the wind and disappear.
What do you do if you're Bob Kraft and you go to Belichick and you say, look, I really don't want this guy here?
What do you mean, what do you do?
Wait, let me finish.
Okay.
And then Belichick says, he's a terrific football player. He's had some issues in the past, and we've had other players here who have had issues in the past. I think we would sign him. Hold the reins tightly, and if he does not perform up to our standards and expectations, then we let him go.
I'm sure that's the case.
There's no guarantee.
Yeah, but the difference is, what do you mean by standards and expectations? I think Bill Belichick's standards and expectations are probably different than what Bob Kraft's standards and expectations should be.
Wait a minute, though. I do think that, you know, a guy like Brown can make a fool out of Gruden, a fool out of Tomlin. You know, you see these players act up and do this, see some of these stupid things with these other teams. My reply to that is, well, he won't do it here, or he won't be here.
Right.
So
do you really believe? Let me just ask you this:
Go ahead.
You really believe that this guy is going to comport himself like a person that we have not seen in his previous 8 years in the league, that he's suddenly going to have this personality transformation, that he's going to be a good soldier and just go about his business and follow everything that Belichick does with no problems whatsoever?
I think if Belichick puts the fear of God in him, maybe.
Well, he,
I can't say yes. I don't know. I can't read the future. But I can read the present.
No, but what you do is you predict the future based on the past. Past performance will predict future performance.
In a lot of instances.
But you are.
But not all of them.
Okay, but what you're doing, and I'm telling you, you're falling into Shaughnessy's case study of Fanboy 101. You're finding.
It's not Fanboy.
You're rationalizing a way to keep
Are you building a choir?
Well, I would hope that in your church that the choir is based on good singers first and then maybe personality later.
No.
You wouldn't hire somebody in the choir.
That's not it.
Okay. Have you been in the hiring process? How do you select a choir member at your church?
First of all, a person has to be a Christian.
Okay.
They have to.
Well, apparently Brown fixed that one.
Oh,
check mark there.
He's
a Christian.
Just because somebody says they're a Christian, it doesn't make them a Christian.
He's a Christian.
Just because somebody goes to church doesn't make them a Christian. You have to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Right.
You have to believe in the acceptable doctrines of the church.
Well, apparently.
For one thing, then if the person can sing and otherwise, and they're attending classes and stuff, no matter how good they sing, you can't have them up there if they can't adhere to certain principles.
So you're basically adhering to the philosophy that talent always wins out.
Did you hear me just say that? Is there something wrong with your headphones?
You just said talent wins out.
No, I did
not. You said you're not hiring a choir.
I said there are certain standards and principles that you have to adhere to if you want to hold any position in the church.
Right.
Of leadership.
Okay, good.
Okay.
What about the Church of Belichick and Kraft? How's that work?
First of all, they're not a church. We know that. For any number of reasons, we know that. They are not a church. So, now the standards that they set building a football team is what we should be discussing.
Okay. And my question is, is there a line you cannot cross? We know one player has already done that. Hernandez killed somebody.
Yeah, murdering somebody.
You can't murder somebody. Wow, what a standard they set down in Foxborough. You know what? Antonio Brown has not murdered anybody.
Wait a minute. You got raped down here three times.
All right, we're not going there.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm just thinking of Blazing Saddles. We're not going there today. Okay? This is... You know, I'm looking at it both from an ethical and a pragmatic level. Pragmatically, this is the last team in the National Football League that needs Antonio Brown. They are the favorite to win another Super Bowl.
They lost their tight end.
Please, you are such a fanboy. Oh, they lost their tight end. They need some more receivers for Tom Brady. This guy is really going to make them unbeatable. You are such.
But why is that a fanboy?
So right?
Did they lose Gronk?
You have. Here you go. You're looking at it totally from a football perspective.
No. But if you're making a football argument, did they?
I'm not making football.
Okay.
Listen. How is this guy?
So football has nothing to do with this.
Nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Okay. I would think that the church member, the man that comes on and professes your loyalty to Jesus Christ and all things religious.
I love when you talk like that.
All right. Yeah. And who goes by the Ten Commandments. And believe me, the Ten Commandments are no different than the Constitution or any other set of laws. It all comes down to the golden rule. Treat others the way you would want to be treated. This guy does not treat others or anybody in his universe.
He's a pain in the behind. Right. You can certainly argue the merits of whether or not you want a guy like this on your team.
Right. They apparently do because Bill Belichick, and this is what makes Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick, all he cares about is winning. All right? He is ruthless. He's bloodless. There's not an ounce of morality in his soul.
Who else has he signed that you could make that complaint about?
Corey Dillon. You could make that Albert Haynesworth.
Wait a minute. Well, Haynesworth was not a behavioral problem as much as he just couldn't play anymore.
Well, he was a behavior problem off the field. It was some sort of an arrest.
But
he couldn't play.
And they cut bait. Yeah, but he didn't do that crap here.
No, none of them did.
He just couldn't play.
None of them did. The fact that, listen,
if
this guy didn't have otherworldly talent, we wouldn't even be talking about it. Talent does.
Oh,
trump
all. I'll agree to that.
Okay, and there's no other way.
If he was just an average receiver, he would have been gone.
Right. And is it worth? Do the Patriots seriously? Just from a football perspective,
because
I'm appalled on a moral level. But from a football perspective,
because you are the bastion of
I am of the bastion
setting,
of morality.
Setting morality.
I am the standard.
God, the country's going to hell in a handbasket.
But you realize that the rest of the country is up on their soapboxes right
They're
now.
They're up on their soapboxes right. Anyway.
As you would against
this team.
Oh, here we go.
No matter
we're
what,
we're circling
they do.
The wagons.
You know.
They
that.
Hate us because they hate us.
No, but you know that.
But this certainly...
And I don't blame them, by the way, for reacting that way.
Right.
I don't.
If Kansas City picked up Antonio Brown, how would you feel about it?
I'd hate it.
Exactly. You'd hate it, and you would be moralizing between now and until the cows came home
about how Kansas City doesn't care about anything but winning. And I hate it from a moral standpoint or from a football standpoint?
You would hate both.
Probably, more from a football, though.
Why is Kareem Hunt not a member of why is Kareem Hunt not a member of the Kansas City Chiefs anymore? Because he's on video.
Yeah.
If he weren't on video, he'd still be playing in Kansas City. Okay? Why has Ray Rice, been out of the league now for several years?
Well, the one thing that you have not talked about at all is Brittany Taylor, who's getting married this week.
She is. Congratulations, Brittany.
Over the past 3 years or so, she has claimed.
Oh, claimed. Here we go.
Is it proven?
Nothing's proven yet.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So that she has been sexually assaulted.
Right. Yes.
Okay. By Antonio Brown.
Hmm.
What's the first thing that bothers you about that?
Nothing.
3 years?
See, I knew you were going to say that.
Thank you, Larry.
A year ago, we were riveted to the television set outside the sports field because a nominee for the Supreme Court was accused of rape.
Yes.
35 years ago.
Yes.
But any rape expert, any rape counselor, psychologist would tell you, you cannot judge someone waiting X amount of days, weeks, or years to make the accusation. Just because they wait 3 years doesn't mean it didn't happen.
So somebody that you had a trysk with maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah.
They could still come.
Any expert will tell you you can't evaluate credibility.
Well, let me ask you another question. And this is just
I've never been raped, so I can't tell you that. But I certainly have a strong connection to the psychological community and therapy community.
I'm furious about it. I think that the act by definition is disgusting. The fact that somebody could use their physical prowess and otherwise to take advantage of a weaker person. and have their way with them, I think is disgusting.
Yeah, it's an act of violence. It's not a sexual act. It's an act of violence and manipulation. However, let me ask you a question.
Okay. This is an analogy. I'm not calling anybody names or anything. It's just an analogy. If you were walking down the street and the neighbor who lives on the next street had a Rottweiler, and you happen to walk by the fence, stuck your fingers through the fence because you want to say hi to the dog, and the dog bit you, would you walk down that street anymore?
I don't like the analogy.
Why not?
Because if you read about these cases,
yeah,
women are not able necessarily to end relationships just because of one act that...
All right, how about two?
I don't think you can do that, Larry, and I know...
Craig, if she's been hanging... or see, here's the problem. If she had been hanging around this guy over a three-year period, and at certain times they were consenting...
All right, I'll give you...
They were consenting partners.
All right, let me ask you this.
When is it consenting and when is it not?
All right, let me ask you this. At what point did Jerry Remy's son's wife... Mm-hmm. Decide that maybe she shouldn't be in this relationship? Was it the first time she was beaten? The second time she was beaten? How about the third time? Maybe the fourth? No, she actually waited until she was beaten to death, and mm-hmm. then it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because a woman doesn't come forward doesn't mean it didn't happen.
But three different times. And there was a time... lapse in between.
Right. But we live in a society, Larry, and so I know you don't always agree with this. You know, we always talk about white privilege, but there's a certain privilege that Antonio Brown has as an athlete.
Yep.
Right. And that has been abused many times by many other people besides Antonio Brown.
That's correct.
Ben Roethlisberger. You know, the accusations were made about him, similar circumstances a few years ago. I'm not sure what happened. He was actually suspended for four games.
Yeah.
He missed the first four games, I believe. I don't know what year
it was. And I'm not saying Brown shouldn't be suspended.
Right. But I don't use, and I know people have used it already, why did she continue the relationship? We've seen it with spousal abuse. We've seen it in rape.
She's not married to him.
Because people don't come forward, it doesn't mean that they're lying, they're trying to grab some money from somebody. What would be the motivation? Maybe it was just time.
What
maybe
criteria
she was ready.
Would you use then?
I think she was just ready to tell her story. And people say, well, why did she have to wait until Brown started with the Patriots? Well, if you really think about it, if she were really looking for the most money, wouldn't she have said something when he was with the Raiders with a $30 million guarantee?
Yeah, more contract there.
Yeah, I don't think the motivation is money. And you cannot use the period of time between... the act.
What, the week she's getting married, you bring this out?
Again, who can...
Craig, I'm asking questions on the other side.
Right.
Problem with people like you is...
What's the problem with people like me?
You get one opinion on these things, and you don't even want to consider anything else.
Before this allegation was made, I did not want Antonio Brown on the Patriots.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay?
That's fair.
All right. This only confirms my... feeling about it.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's fair.
Right? And I think if we were doing this show 7 days ago, and I know you said, well, if there's only one team out there, it'd be the Patriots, could get this guy
play. Do you know if there's any other team who could get him to walk straight?
Right. But if I were owning the Patriots, considering what's happened most recently, an embarrassing situation... and then, of course, an awful situation with Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, that was terrible.
If I were the owner, I would say, Bill, listen, you're the greatest coach of all time. You've won six Super Bowls. I would rather sacrifice a seventh Super Bowl win than have this guy on my team if I'm the owner. And I'm surprised you don't think that also.
Why not innocent until proven guilty?
I don't care. He doesn't need – this is not criminal court. This is not criminal court.
Craig, what he's done in Oakland –
Fanboy 101 alert. Fanboy 101 alert.
When he's done
Fanboy 101 alert.
Listen, Mr.
Danger. Danger.
Listen, Mr.
Danger.
Liberal. What he's done in Oakland
Hold on. What does my political persuasion
because
have anything to do with
so
this?
You're so predictable.
What's predictable about
I came in here early this morning, and then you came in, and we never discussed this. Never. We wanted to wait until we came on the air. And I could have predicted your opinion. Very easily.
And I take that as a compliment.
Well, good.
617-779-7.
Glad you're not on my jury.
I am so predictable.
Glad you're not on my jury.
I have a moral standard. Yeah. Larry Johnson joining the Fanboy 101 Club.
Yeah, Clegg wrote the moral standard. He put it on a tablet with his finger.
It's a good thing that mustard is in this room because you do look like a pretzel that needs a little mustard right now.
No. It's just you. You want to jump on it. Innocent until proven guilty. I don't like it at all.
This is not a court, Larry.
I don't like it. I'm telling you, I don't like it at all.
Okay.
But I'm willing to wait out the process, which you are not willing to do.
I am not. I don't think he should be playing. It's a total distraction, and it besmirches this team.
The fact that you don't like him as a player only adds to your...
I don't like him as a player. He's one of the greatest wide receivers in the history of the game.
But obviously, you don't want him.
I don't like him as a person, Larry.
Okay, well,
I want nothing to do with him. Okay.
I don't. What is him? What is him as a person got to do with what he can do on a football field?
Because at some okay, Aaron Hernandez is a pretty good tight end. I want him back. Oh, he's unavailable. Sorry. 617-779-7937. Lots of calls to get to. How do you feel? Should AB be on the field in Miami or at any time in this Patriots season?
Or you want to ban him for life?
I don't want to ban him for life. I just don't want him in Foxborough. 617-779.
Anybody else is okay?
This is the third time, Aben, I've given the phone number. I thought maybe you'd take the hit.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mustard and Johnson are rocking the Saturday Sports Talk on Sports Radio WEEI.
Joins us live on the phone line right now. Corey, good to talk to you again. You've seen the Antonio Brown story from afar, the latest, a civil complaint levied against him. Should he play on Sunday?
Like I said, everybody should take a step back. I mean, presume he's innocent until proven guilty, right?
I think he should play.
Listen, I'm not casting him out or throwing stones at him. He's innocent until proven guilty. So let him play.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
Corey Dillon, who had his own track record, so to speak.
You know what his nickname was? Clock killing Corey Dillon.
Of course, Patriots
eat up the clock a lot.
Yep, rode him to a couple Super Bowls in 03 and 04. And when he came from Cincinnati, a lot of people questioned that. Certainly the Aaron Hernandez deal beyond the pale.
That's beyond.
Right.
That's, yeah.
And, you know, the interesting thing is, and since this allegation from Brittany Taylor came to light a couple days before Antonio Brown officially joined the team, now people are starting to look back at Bob Kraft's peccadillo.
Oh, boy.
And that certainly...
Have you read stuff about that recently?
I have not recently, no.
Okay.
But it's interesting because I think we were talking about it off there a little bit, and you said this was last week. Again, everything changes so dramatically in
every week, seven days.
You
never know.
And I was talking off there about Kraft, and you said, oh, that thing is long gone and hard to find. Well, I think it might be... coming back just a little bit in light of what's happened with Antonio Brown.
Yeah, you can hear people say, well, look at the owner, you know?
Right. And it just...
Which has no connection whatsoever.
It is just, I believe, just a terrible look, a black mark on the franchise. And I know people around here don't care about that. We like being hated by the rest of the country.
I don't think people like this. I don't think anybody likes this story.
It's interesting, though.
Crazy.
I heard more people who were critical of Antonio Brown at the beginning of the week or even on Sunday after we learned the Patriots have actually signed him.
Okay.
The more that days go on, and you'd think that maybe after these allegations, people would take
a step back, more critical.
It's just the opposite. We become more
entrenched. Well, look at last week when people were voting absolutely no, they did not want him here. Then after they signed him here, then the poll went the other way.
You know what happens? Also, he puts on the uniform. He goes on the practice field. Belichick gets up in front of the news folks. And then, of course, Tom Brady invites him to stay at his house and says he's 1,000,000% in. Then we've
What did Brady's wife say about him?
I didn't hear that. What did she say?
She's more or less to the effect that you just can't jump out and judge people and everything, and everybody deserves a chance.
Oh, isn't she so kind and generous?
Did you buy
an altruist?
Yeah, did you buy one of her books, by the way?
Yeah, I didn't hear her say any of those things he was a member of the Oakland Raiders.
I don't know whether we can find that or not.
But I believe she tweeted that out.
She tweeted it out.
Okay, I'm not on Twitter, so I know you're a Twitter machine.
No, will you stop saying that?
How many? What did you get? Did you get double-digit followers eventually?
Yeah, I'm up to 87.
Wow. 617-779-7937. A lot of calls. A lot of people want to weigh in.
We're
going
to go right to the phone, but during your frolicking days.
Days.
Before you were married and everything, I'm sure you had many.
Which marriage, by the way?
Second one.
Okay.
I'm sure that you had your good times and this and that and wrestling matches and every other kind of stuff
that went on
over in your dorm room.
This is a different kind of sports show.
Was this consensual horseplay you're talking about?
I would be scared to death to go near a woman if, on a particular time, you know, we got in an argument afterwards and she was mad about something, and then she just went out and...
You know what, Larry? I had a lot of frolicking in your in before I got married.
I know you did.
I had an active social life,
yes.
For many, many years.
Especially that woman who punched you in the eye.
Okay, that was a long time. That was part of my active social life. And not once did I ever, and I can tell you this with I don't feel an ounce of guilt, remorse, never, ever went in that direction.
I don't either. But I'm asking you, hypothetical, but what would you do if in one of those cases the person decided to accuse you of rape?
You know what? It's not a hypothetical. I've never even considered it.
Asking you, what would you do if that happened?
I don't know, because let's put it this way. If that person did accuse me, I would at least respect that she had a reason for doing it.
Really?
I would. Okay?
Mm.
All right. So is that the answer you wanted?
Guilty.
Is that the answer
it's
you
not
wanted?
The answer. So you were guilty.
Okay, so that, but let's put it this way.
No, it's not. The point I'm trying to make is...
Okay, let me ask you this.
Over a long period of time, if somebody wishes to do that, what is your recourse?
If someone wishes to do that, deny the allegations vehemently, and then maybe have a talk with that person, and...
Should you be... Okay, let's say you were still teaching. Should you be suspended from school and everything while this is going on?
Absolutely.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely. If I were still teaching... And someone made an allegation, that would certainly compromise me, particularly in that position.
As a teacher.
As a teacher.
Okay.
Now, obviously, ethics and morals.
What if you were a plumber?
A plumber, depending, maybe that if the employer felt that there was some sort of a compromise in the way the plumber conducted his job, maybe. I don't know. But certainly, let's put it this way. The Patriots... they may be a private corporation, but there is a public aspect to that corporation. And we know that Bob Kraft embarrassed and disappointed a lot of people. Aaron Hernandez disgusted and embarrassed a lot of people.
I don't even know how you can keep bringing Aaron Hernandez's name up. That is such a...
but don't... It's connected case. Because it's this organization.
Yeah.
All right? And Bob Kraft... re-signed Aaron Hernandez he re-signed into that extended contract after Hernandez had actually committed murder.
Oh, I don't think that.
Or it was around the same time.
I don't remember the timeline exactly. Yeah, but I don't think he...
Well, he didn't know it, obviously.
Yeah, no, but he signed him to a contract, and I think after that.
Right, but we digress. Think. Let's get to the phone. 617-779-7937. Chris in Portland, you're next on Sports Radio WEEI.
Morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Craig, quick point of clarification. You know, the axiom that you stated, past behavior is best predictor for future behavior is not really accurate. It's any behavior provides a floor for future behaviors. Like if your kid lies to you, doesn't mean he's going to lie to you in the future, but you know that he's capable of lying.
Okay. I'll buy that. But let me ask you this. Based on what you've seen, observed, read about Antonio Brown, can you predict how he's going to handle himself now that he's a New England Patriot?
So I'm a clinical psychologist. And so a lot of what I do is also some forensic work. So I can't predict it, but there is overwhelming evidence to indicate that, you know, future behavior is going to be pretty much the same. And, you know, there's no way that I would have signed this guy because it's more likely than not that the same kind of crap is going to continue.
Help me with the charge being made by the young lady that on three different occasions this happened. How I'm still trying to wrestle with that.
What do you mean, though?
Well, if I had been with somebody and then in one of the encounters I got raped, you know, I don't know if I'd be hanging around the person after that.
You know, in the case, lots of cases of the kids who were sexually abused by priests, mm-hmm. oftentimes they returned, you know, back to the church, still engaged in, you know, their duties because, you know, lots of times the priests were seen as benevolent people, you know, but, you know, with the Antonio Brown case.
But they were kids, though.
Yeah, I know.
I think she felt powerless.
I have no idea about the current charges. I'm just stating, like, you know, I don't really think the Patriots needed him. It's more likely than not, he's just going to be, you know, it's going to end quite badly. And it's a really bad look, especially, you know, Robert Kraft, his arrest. It's just, in the eye of public perception, it's pretty awful. And, you know, Antonio Brown just sounds like a really, really miserable dude.
So you didn't want him in?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call.
Good call, Chris.
We got a lot of other calls to get to. So little time, just another hour and 15 minutes or so before Mark with a C, Andy with a Y come in here, take you through the afternoon. But obviously an incendiary topic. A lot of people have a lot of different views on it. We'll continue to discuss it. Mustard and Johnson, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get you back to more of Mustard and Johnson on Sports Radio WEEI.
Mustard and Johnson, we're talking about Antonio Brown. Who else? 617-779-7937. Let's go out to Northampton. Sully, you're next on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Sully, how are you?
Hopefully my signal is okay. I'm driving to my kid's hockey game in Southern Connecticut. But I just want to point out that, you know, there's some inconsistencies here because, you know, you're talking about Remy's kid and
yes.
his wife. I mean, he's a complete scumbag, and it's a different situation. She's forced back into that situation because it's his wife. You talked about the kids and the priests. Well, you know what? Those kids, those are authority figures, and their parents are probably saying, you got to go to church every Sunday. You got to go to Sunday school, whatever it was. TTD, forced them into that situation. This woman was not forced to go back time after time to go hang out with AB and put herself in that situation. And I'm not saying that nothing happened, but for her to keep putting herself back into that situation, it brings up lots of questions.
Yeah, but we're looking at it from a logical point of view. I agree with you, Sully. You and I wouldn't do that if we were in that position, but for whatever reason, she did. I think there was a sense of powerlessness. She didn't feel she had the privilege to do it. And plus, I think she probably, on some level, wanted to have this association with a star athlete.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But see, but here's the thing. You're talking about consent. And if you're talking about consent, AB had to have been thinking that it was consensual, being the fact that she kept coming back time after time. So if some kind of act happened, and then she comes back again, and then it happens again, and she comes back again, That's basically consent. She's consenting to this situation.
I'm not sure if that means consent or not.
And she would go over to his house.
Yeah. I think that's a big gray area, Sully. I don't think we can define consent the way you defined it. Because she comes back, quote unquote, for more, doesn't really mean she's consenting. Because someone wears a provocative dress doesn't mean that they're asking for sex. Because someone doesn't report sexual assault immediately doesn't mean it didn't happen. And I think we have to be very careful with that.
I think you have to weigh both sides, having said that.
Okay.
You say it authoritatively as if this is the facts, and therefore this is what happened.
Okay, do you believe that most of these sexual assault allegations, there's a 50-50 equation here?
Of course there is.
I don't believe that.
Why not?
See, I believe most women.
Well, I think, yeah, but I think, what about, so the guy has no rights at all then?
No, on the other hand, if...
You know what I'm saying? Does the guy have any rights?
I think in our society, we have plenty of rights. Males have plenty of rights
Well, you don't sound like you're giving them any.
I'm not, in this particular case, if you had to ask me, I'm not a judge, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a jury member.
Thank God.
Okay?
Yeah.
I would say that I'm going to believe Brittany Taylor, and I'll believe any woman...
Three times.
Yeah, I'll believe any woman over certainly Antonio Brown.
Okay.
Chris in the car, you're next on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
So I want to touch on, you know, actually Bill Belichick and kind of like we're getting killed in the media for his attitude. But if I compare it to Tom Brady, Brady came in with a chip on his shoulder. Because he's a six-round draft pick, and you know, he doesn't have a strong enough arm, he can't move, and he's played with that chip for a number of years. I go back to when and you guys remember, because you guys were around back then, and he was called all kinds of
duplicitous
names.
Pond scum.
Came from Cleveland.
Yep.
Pond scum. That's the one.
Right.
I think that was Borges.
And no, that was Mannix.
Kevin Mannix. I think ever since then, he has had a chip on his shoulder for the media around here, and he's going to do what he does, and he's never going to give the media anything. And I think Bob Kraft at one time, along the way, looked at Bill Belichick and said, whatever you think, I'm going with you. And it's worked to the tune of six championships. So Bill Belichick brought in Antonio Brown, knowing that this was going to blow. Even before these charges, people were screaming about Brown coming here for the way he acted in Oakland and Pittsburgh. He knew that was going to happen. He didn't care. And he doesn't care what people think about the current situation. It doesn't matter to him what the media says or what public opinion is or what the fans think. It doesn't matter.
See, I don't think it doesn't matter. I think he's looking at the situation and saying, well, can I handle the situation differently?
No, I think Bill Belichick...
I don't think it's that he doesn't care.
And he's certainly proven it. There's no reason why he should feel otherwise from a football, pure football perspective.
Yeah.
There's no question that Bill Belichick thinks he can succeed where other coaches like Mike Tomlin and John Gruden have not.
I agree with that.
I would have a hard time disagreeing. I'm not looking at this thing from a football perspective. I'm looking at this thing from a moral perspective.
Right, and from a moral standpoint, if he knew for a fact that this guy had done that, do you think he'd still be
on the
team?
I don't think he cares.
I don't think he has an ounce of morality in him as a football coach.
He's a professional football coach who coaches professional football players.
If the guy, why did they get rid of Hernandez?
Well, Larry, he was accused of mortal sin.
I'm just saying, don't act like the guy's just going to turn his head the other way and saying, who cares? Well, he can play football.
Well, so far he's done that.
Well, how has he done that in this instance?
And you know what?
Innocent until proven guilty.
My guess is that when Hernandez was charged, this is long before a criminal trial, and you could say the same thing for Hernandez, innocent until proven guilty. Why didn't they keep him on the team while the trial was going
on? Because it was too much for them to handle. They didn't want any part of it.
Bob Kraft stepped in. As he should in this situation. I'm not comparing.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I'm not comparing. See, this is the problem with you. If it's less than murder, then anything goes.
No, and the problem with you is that men don't have any rights at all. Anybody can accuse.
Yeah, I know.
Anybody can accuse anybody of anything.
You know,
and Craig's... Craig's going to go along with it the with problem, his little flowered
we're all,
hat.
We're all victims, Larry. We poor
are victims,
males,
but
we're powerless
I'm
victims.
I'm trying to find a balance here where you just can't jump on somebody and get rid of them just because somebody says something.
You are right. Shaughnessy was right. Fanboy 101, no, twisting into a pretzel, even as we speak. This is a horrible sight.
It's nothing to do with fanboy.
I never thought you could ever twist yourself into a pretzel.
No,
you're the last person, man.
And I never thought you would ever stand up and defend somebody who has rights also.
617-779-7937. We'll continue this discussion right after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.